1 John 1:9 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Why would it say such a thing? Well, today I want to help you. I want to show you the most powerful and valuable thing on planet Earth. The most powerful and valuable thing on planet Earth. Leviticus 17, are you there yet? Say amen. Amen. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
You take all that blood out of your flesh and you're what? The life of the flesh is in the blood. And I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Now Hebrews 9 chapter 9 verse 12 says this, and I'm going to be quoting a lot of scripture, but it says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now, why would he do that? Well, verse 22 tells you. And almost all things are by the law purged or done away with blood. And without the shedding of blood is no remission. I want to talk to you just a little bit about what I think should be considered the most valuable thing on planet Earth or even in the universe. The blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, we don't think a lot about the blood. We got some people here that work in the medical profession, and I'm almost embarrassed to read these things in front of them. We don't think a lot about the blood. The average person knows very little about the blood. So I looked up a few things. Adult humans have a total of about 5 to 6 quarts of blood. And it's pumping through our body, and according to experts, on the average, the heart pumps about 100,000 times per day, pushing about 2,000 gallons of blood through a total of 60,000 miles of blood vessels. It only takes about 20 seconds for blood to travel through the entire circulatory system. 20 seconds. The lifespan of a red blood cell is about 4 months, and the body replaces them regularly. The body produces around 2 million blood cells every second. That's amazing. I know to some of you, you in the medical profession, that doesn't amaze you. That's old hat. But to us country people, that's amazing. That's amazing. We are fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's right.
God did that. There's no human being could do that. And even if they thought of it, they couldn't produce that.
Right.
I've even heard in years that they've tried to make artificial blood and it don't work.
Right.
Some of it will work with real blood, but unless you have real blood, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Now you might replace a heart with a pump, but you'll never replace the blood that goes through the pump.
That's right.
And the blood's not produced in the heart, it's produced in the bone marrow.
Yeah.
So, the heart is a amazing, wonderful mechanism. But it's made for the thing that's the most valuable thing on planet Earth, which would be blood. You say, I ask people, what do you think the most valuable thing is on planet Earth? Some will say diamond, some will say gold, some might say silver, some might even say water or air. Not so. Those things are plenteous. They're plenteous. You say there's not plenty of gold. Yeah, there's plenty of gold. They just hold back on it and don't sell it all because the less they put out, the more valuable it is. Same way with a diamond. They don't put out all the diamonds they find. If they did, they would go down in value. But there's only so much blood in each human body. Now, you can go get some water. You can get some air. But you can't get any more blood unless you get a transfusion from somebody else that's producing blood.
Amen. Yeah.
And I don't know what they charge for a pint of blood now. I think it used to be about $40. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's way underpriced. If you come to the last days of your life and you need blood to live another day, you'll give everything you own.
Amen.
for a pint of blood. Amen. Amen. So that makes it the most valuable thing on planet Earth. But today I want to talk to you about something that's even more valuable than that, which is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, the blood of Jesus Christ is different than our blood.
Yeah.
Romans 5:12 says, wherefore is by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so then death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Human blood is tainted to God with sin.
That's right.
And even the purest of human blood. Now, my blood has hepatitis B floating through it. It has it since I was 18 years old. I can't give blood. If you need transfusion, I couldn't help you unless you wanted hepatitis B. And that wouldn't be real good if you're sick. But the blood of God is what Jesus had.
Right.
Amen. Yes.
You say, well, I got two beautiful little children. I got three beautiful grandchildren. And their blood's not tainted. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They were born sinners.
Right.
And flowing through their veins, the life of the flesh, we read it, Leviticus 17:11, is in the blood. Take the blood out, the flesh will die. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So as you produce children, they inherit your blood. And the life of their flesh is in your blood. And as they produce children, the life of the flesh is in their blood. But all these bloods are traced back to who? Adam. And Adam's blood was tainted by sin.
Right.
Therefore, as by one man sin entered the world and death, why would he say that? Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. And we've inherited the blood of Adam. And that gives us the nature of Adam. And that's a sinful nature.
Amen.
I know some of y'all think you're a little angel or something, but the Bible tells what we're really made of. Amen?
Amen.
All our righteousness is as filthy rags, Isaiah said. The best we can do is tainted with selfishness and sinfulness, and that's the best we can do. And listen, the wages of sin is death. The life of the flesh is in the blood. We've inherited that blood. We've inherited that death. Every one of us is going to die.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't get too excited. I'm preaching all your funerals.
Amen.
I'm hanging around till y'all gone. Then I'll go. Amen? Because there's some of y'all want to preach your funeral. There's some things we need to say. Amen? Some things we need to say. And so the life of the flesh is in the blood. So the most valuable thing on planet Earth is blood. But now, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he took on the form of a servant. He became a man. He left his glory. He put on human flesh.
Yes.
Put on human flesh. And did you know his father is not Adam?
Right.
Now, God, go back and read the story. God implanted in the womb of that little girl God himself.
Yes. Amen.
And he was called the God-man.
Yeah.
And the Son of God, not the Son of Adam. You read all the way through the Bible, everybody else is called a Son of Adam, not Jesus,
right.
The Son of God. Now, we're called the sons of God because we've been adopted
Amen.
Into the family of God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. What he did got us adopted. He paid for our adoption.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all still with me?
Yes.
It ain't real complicated, is it? Now, it's a particular blood. Now, some people have A type, some B, some O, et cetera, et cetera. But he has the G type. God's blood. I mean, all the others are tainted. His was not. The Bible says he was tempted in all like manner, yet without sin. You can't tempt a human being very long that they don't sin.
Right. Come on.
Me, you, your mama, your grandma, your children, your grandchildren, we've all sinned and come short in the glory of God. It doesn't take much temptation to get us to fail.
Yeah.
Amen? Because that's our nature, our sinful nature. That's why we must be born again. Now, he had the blood of God. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says this, God reconciled us to himself by Jesus. If he was not God, then how could he recognize us to himself?
Amen.
He recognized us to himself by Jesus Christ. And if Jesus wasn't God, how could he reconcile us, make us right with God? It wasn't just any old blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He had a holy blood. He had holy blood. Every year they'd make sacrifices there in the temple. And they'd offer up a lamb or a goat or ox or a cow or a turtle dove. And they would shed their blood. And they'd offer that blood on the altar. They would offer it up to cover, not do away with, but cover the sins of the offerer. Not reading it didn't do away with it. He goes on saying, Hebrews, that, well, we'll get there in a minute. I'm getting ahead of my preaching, but the blood of bulls and goats cannot wash away our sins.
Right.
It was all symbolic of who was to come. Jesus Christ, our sacrifice. So, it was a particular blood. Just anybody, look, Brother Ron, I know you love me. You might would die for me. But you couldn't die for me to go to heaven. You couldn't. And I know people in this room, they say, well, I love my family, I love my wife, love my children. That's wonderful, you ought to. But you can't, look, you can't die for their sins. You can die to save their life, but you can't die to give them eternal life.
Amen. Come on, bro.
Only God could do that.
That's right.
So it's a particular blood. It's not just any old blood. Did you know it's Passover blood? In Exodus 12:13, God told the children of Israel, he said the death angel's coming through the night and he's going to kill all the firstborn of every house in this nation. And the only way not for your firstborn to die is to take some, take a lamb and shed its blood and take a hyssop, that's a little bush-like thing, and he said apply it to the doorpost, to the top and the sides, and that makes a what? That makes a cross. And he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And that night they said there was a great wailing went up in the nation of Israel where people would see, go in their baby's room and the baby would be dead. And even down to their animals, the firstborn of their animals died. The first, the oldest cow, the oldest dog, the oldest everything. When that death angel went through there, but he'd see that blood that represented the blood of his son, the Lamb of God. John the Baptist said when he come over that hill, he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He said, when I see that blood, I'll pass over you. The judgment passed over them. Death passed over them. Amen. And so, it was a Passover blood. And did you know the same thing happened to us when we got our name written down in heaven? By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, now the death angel will pass over us. We don't ever have to worry about being judged and taken down to a devil's hell and being punished forever and ever and ever. That death angel will pass right over us.
Thank you, Lord.
It was a permanent blood. I like that. I like that. Hebrews 13:20 says, the blood of the everlasting covenant. The everlasting covenant. Now, a lot of those Old Testament agreements or covenants was made with the children of Israel, and they were temporary. And they're gone now. They have no temple to sacrifice in. They have nowhere to offer blood to God anymore. Paul said all that was a shadow of things to come. All that represented Jesus Christ. And so, it was a permanent blood, the blood of everlasting covenant. Now, God made an everlasting covenant with Israel, said, you follow me, you obey me, you make these sacrifices, I'll make a deal with you. I'll bless you and I'll curse them that curse you. But then when you got saved, he said, if I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you and you won't have to go to hell and you won't have to suffer judgment and I'm going to pass over you. Now that's a permanent, permanent. Look, that's not temporary.
That's right.
I don't get saved today and saved again tomorrow and saved again the next day and saved again the next day. I have an everlasting covenant. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
He didn't say whoever calls and calls and calls and calls and calls and calls.
Yep.
He said, if you'll turn to me, I'll receive you. And look, he says, many as received me, to them gave I the power, the right, the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Amen.
See? I have an everlasting covenant. I've got a covenant that's permanent. If I die and go to hell, they're going to have to air condition it because God promised me he'd take me to heaven when I die. And Titus 1:2 said, the God that can't lie.
Amen.
It's permanent. Some of y'all people need to get this settled.
Yes.
You say, well, preacher, I don't feel saved. Join the club.
Amen.
There's nothing in there about feelings. Not one thing.
Yeah.
One day I feel up, next day I feel down. One day I'm from Lancaster. I know how to feel bad. You go up Langston, you feel bad too. There's a black cloud hangs over the top of that place. Amen. Amen. I grew up down there. Let me tell you something. But hey, thank God it doesn't depend on feelings. It's by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And thank God he shed that blood on Calvary for me. One time, he said. One time he did that. And he don't have to die over and over and over and over. And if you could lose your salvation, if you can get saved, and then next week do something and not be saved, then you're going to read Hebrews, because he said he'd have to die again in order for you to be saved again. You get saved one time, one sacrifice, one resurrection, that's it. That's why I'm not a good Christian. Join the club. The rest of us ain't either. Fellow said he wouldn't go to church with hypocrites. I said, you ain't never going to church. Amen. We're all hypocrites sometimes. Oh, I know you're not. You keep all the commandments. I can't get past the first one. I can't love the Lord thy God with all my heart, all my mind, all my strength. Sometimes I look at my wife and I love her and I forget God. Sometimes I look at my children, I love them and I forget God. Sometimes I look at my grandchildren. Who cannot love their grandchildren? And so listen, it's not up to us. We made the covenant. He shed the blood. We accepted the sacrifice. We turned and asked. We received what he did, as many as received him. And we received that, and God counted it for righteousness.
Yes.
Now, you ought to live right. You ought to act right. You ought to behave right. You ought to look right. And I would say spit white, but some of you chew tobacco. Listen, it's a permanent blood. It'll never lose its power. Amen? And then I thought about this. Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off," talking about separated from God, "are made nigh."
Thank you.
Nigh. For you Yankees, that means up close. Yeah. Made nigh. Yonder means up yonder. Nigh is over here. Okay. Made nigh. By how? By the blood of Christ. Hebrews 13:12 says that he might sanctify the people with his own blood.
Amen.
Now that's the most powerful thing in the universe.
Amen.
Hey, that not only is it miraculous being blood, but it's powerful that it can save old sinners like me and you and keep us saved.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now church membership can't do that.
That's right.
A lot of people, I'll go see people, they say, "Well, I used to go to church." "Won't you go?" "Well, I got my feelings hurt." Well, you hadn't joined the rest of us, have you? Join the club.
Amen.
By the way, that girl hurt your feelings down there at Walmart, and you go every other day. That guy over there at work hurt your feelings, but you sure like that paycheck.
Come on.
Amen. That's why we call you a hypocrite, just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Amen. But look, it's a powerful blood. Did you know there's nothing you can do to pay for your sins?
Right.
There's no price in the universe. What would you give God? The Bible says, "What would man give in exchange for his own soul?"
That's right.
What could you give God, Brother Allen, that would pay for one sin? There's nothing valuable enough that we could give God to pay for one sin.
Right.
Besides that, Sister Mary, he made it all. And it belongs to him anyway. Well, I'll give him a big old tithe check. Well, he gave you the help to work that job.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He blessed you with that job.
Oh, yeah.
He gave you enough sense to put it in the bank, not buy lottery tickets.
Careful.
You can't give him something he's already given you.
Come on now. Yeah.
That's not anything. He looks at you and says, "Well, I made that." I love it. Look, what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul? The only thing that we could do is accept what he's already done. He, the gift of salvation is what he paid for. There's nothing big enough that we can pay for. See, here's the problem. We classify sin. We say, "Well, I ain't bad as him." I ain't bad as him. I know I ain't bad as her. Or him. I ain't never killed nobody. Jesus says, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've been in this traffic we got now. I killed a lot of people. Amen. I told there's two kind of people beside me on the road. One I come up behind and I say, idiot. The other one comes around me. Maniac. Don't say you ain't never done that. Amen. So, it's a powerful blood. It doesn't just wash away our sins. It keeps them washed away. That's why I quoted 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, in other words, if we live in the light of God's word, what he reveals to us, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing us from all sins. He's doing that every day. And look, you can't see it, but it's already been done. Every day. Now, not only is it permanent, not only is it powerful, but here's a big word. It's propitiating blood. Propitiating. Now, when I first got saved, I'd never heard that word, and I had to look it up. And what it means is, it appeases the wrath of God.
Amen.
And renders favor with God. Now, when George Washington died, he probably could have lived. They bled the poor man to death.
Yeah.
They used to think if you would bleed people, they'd get well. I don't know who thought of that, Doc, but I can tell you this. He was not smart, whoever thought of that. I mean, bleeding people to get them well. I know that people, medicine's learned a lot and all that, but I just never would think that if I just took out about 2 pints of your blood, you'd feel so much better. Who thought of such a stupid thing? I don't know who thought of that. But that propitiating blood, what that means is that God will take the blood of Jesus Christ, and one day we're going to stand before God, and the Bible says the books will be opened. The books. One is the Word of God. We'll be judged by His inerrant, infallible Word of God. Not our words, not the world's words, but the Word of God. The other book is going to be the books of your works. Now, you're not going to be saved by words, for by grace you are saved through faith. That's not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. But God's going to, if you're saved at the judgment seat of Christ, He's going to say, look in that book, and the angel's going to say, He's there. At the great white throne judgment, when we come back with Jesus and earth melts with a fervent heat and the clouds roll away and we're with Him and they stand before God Himself, not Jesus Christ, He's going to say, look there and see if her name's there. And the angel's going to say, not there. So what made the difference between having the book with our name in, the Lamb's Book of Life, or having the Book of Life where your name is not there? Somebody had to do something to get my name into the Lamb's Book of Life. If it's by works, we ain't gonna make it. Because it only takes one sin to cancel your works. You ever go, you didn't go to school in Chester, did you? Did you? Answer me. That tells us a lot. Now, while you're sitting down there in math class and you passed that, and you took a math test, did you ever turn in an English test instead of the math test?
No.
Here's why. The teacher would have said, well, that's real good. You did good on that English. But we're in math. Where's your math? And you'll say, well, I ain't got none. And if you go before a holy God, and you take your works up there in front of Him and you say, look here, I was in the Moose Lodge. I was in the Lions Club. I belong to the Baptist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Methodist Church, the Episcopalian Church. And I'm talking about all one person too. And boy, I joined this church and that church and I gave money to the church and I gave money to the Shriners and I did all this stuff. Lord, look here. And He says, Well, that looks pretty good. But you're in the wrong class for that. That's for rewards. And you ain't getting no rewards because over here your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it's got to be written by the blood of Jesus Christ. And God looks at His blood and He says, you passed the test. And you say, I don't know nothing about math. He said, doesn't make any difference. He's already done it for you.
Amen.
And you find favor with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all still with me? Not only that, not only is it Passover blood, permanent blood and powerful blood, propitiating blood, but I like this. Listen, it's a prevailing blood. It prevails. He says we're not redeemed by silver and gold and corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 1:19. Now that's a priceless blood. It's a prevailing blood. That blood will never lose its power. That blood will never lose its value. Mine will. Mine already has. My blood's not as valuable now as it was when I got born, because hepatitis B ruined that. And then some of you've had blood disease. Some of you got diabetes. Some of you got all kind of ailments, and that stuff's floating through your veins, and your blood's not as valuable. Matter of fact, we got one guy here who goes sells his blood. Most of us, they wouldn't even take it. Has no value. By the way, I wonder what he gets for that. I think my blood's worth about $2 million, wouldn't you? But listen, it's priceless blood. We can't be redeemed by things like silver and gold, corruptible things. You can't give God gold. You can't give Him silver. You can't give Him the fatted calf. You can't give Him the best lamb. You can't give Him your best works. You can't give Him your church membership. You can't give Him, I quit this and started that list. No, sir. It's got to be by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that puts us all on the same level.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Brother David, can I talk to you? He ain't got top down his car today. I got to talk to him. Did you know God doesn't look down here and says, well, wait a minute. His works are better than hers. Well, wait a minute. Hers is not as good as his. And Sister Essie, surely she's got the best works. Look what she's gone through. No, sir. He looks down here and he said, except I see the blood.
Amen.
He said, but if I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Amen.
You say, I'm not a very good Christian. Have you had the blood applied to your heart? Have you asked the Lord Jesus to save you? Have you turned away from your sin and turned to Him and said, Lord, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner. I'm not worthy of being saved, but I want to be saved. And I believe Jesus died for me and shed His precious blood so I could be saved. And the best I know how, you don't have to understand it, the best I know how, I'm receiving Him as my Savior right now. God looks over at an angel. He said, write that down in blood.
Amen.
One more. It's predestined blood.
Amen.
Did you know before the world, Ephesians chapter 1 and 2 talks about predestination, foreordination, and people get that mixed up and say, well, she's foreordained to go to heaven, he's predestined to not, and he's predestined to go, and she's not, and she's elected, and he's not elected. And you're making something real simple, real complicated.
Come on now.
But it makes people feel better about themselves if they think that you're better than I am because you was born to go to heaven and I was born to go to hell. It's a lie out of hell that teaches
right.
That.
Come on now. Yeah.
That's right. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, it talks about before the foundation of the world was ever laid, God predestined a plan.
Right.
Through a person, Jesus Christ, that whosoever will can be elected to go.
Amen. Thank
you. Amen.
Well, preacher, I was born in a good family and I grew up in church. My mom and daddy was Christians. Well, that doesn't make you a Christian.
Come on now.
God doesn't have grandchildren. He just has children. and you're born wrong the first time, you got tainted blood, you need to be born again, Jesus said.
Hallelujah.
If you'll get born again, he'll apply the perfect blood of Jesus Christ, which has never had sin flowing through his veins. He was tempted in all like manner, yet without sin. He'll apply that blood to your account.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you sick? Maybe you need a blood transfusion.
Come on now.
Some people get blood. I've never had one, but maybe some people get, I know they do, they get blood transfusion. I go see people's had leukemia and they'll be all sick and run down and they'll put them in the hospital and give them a little bit of blood. And man, next day they'll be all shiny and bright. They've replaced that, some of that bad blood with good blood. And that's the same way with a sinner. They'll be all down and out and defeated, look like they're on their last breath, and God will send somebody by and says, let me give you a transfusion. Let me read you what God says. Easy as ABC. Admit you're a sinner. Believe on Christ. Confess it with your mouth. Call on him and he'll wash away all your sins, past, present, and future.
Yes.
To remember them no more. He says, I'll throw them behind my back. He said, I'll put them in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. He said, I'll put them far as the east is from the west. If you go east, you'll never find east. And west, if you go west, you'll never find east. It's just, the farther you go west, the farther you go west. Is that not true?
Yeah.
We're on a round ball. Amen. And so therefore, God takes our sins because of what Jesus did on Calvary. And he washes away our sins. Individuals can get it. Households can get it. Nations or groups of people can get it. And once it's done, it's finished and it's good for the whole world. You don't have to be type A, type B, type O, or negative or positive or AB or AC or whatever they do now. I don't know. You ain't got to know all that. All you need to know is you need that blood.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your blood is.
Right.
Because your blood's tainted anyway. It doesn't need your blood in salvation. You need his.
Yes.
Now he went up on Calvary that day and that, as a Lamb of God at a sacrifice, he shed his blood.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Every drop of that blood was precious and powerful. He took it. When they first saw him, you remember when he resurrected and they first saw him and Mary grabbed his feet there in the garden. He said, don't touch me, Mary. I've not yet ascended to my Father. He had to take the blood of Jesus Christ up to heaven.
Yes.
He took that blood, his own blood, and the Bible says he sprinkled it on the mercy seat to get us mercy.
Yes.
And now God said, whosoever will can get mercy because my Son paid for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit.